There appears to be no serious research undertaken that fully explains the development of Olney's Wide High Street. A reasonable understanding, hopefully as summarised in this trail, has been gained from books written in the recent past by local authors. A selection of these books is available in the public library situated in the Olney Centre on the High Street. In centuries past, the High Street comprised three elements, the most significant being the stream, which flowed down the west side of the High Street, with dilapidated banks propped up with wickerwork with overhanging willow trees. The stream emerged from Spout Lane, now Spring Lane, and ran in a northerly direction along the High Street, until it met another flowing in the opposite direction from Yardley Road at the northern end of the town. They met at a point called the High Arch, believed to be sited somewhere between Millard's Entry and the Two Brewers Inn, broadly halfway along the street, where they joined and flowed eastwards down across the meadow to the river. During the Great Fire of Olney in 1786, it is said that many dwellings escaped being completely burnt out because of the proximity of the stream in the High Street. The second element was the raised, wide, pitched causeway that ran down the centre of the High Street, where pedestrians would walk dry-shod when the stream was in flood. The causeway extended from where No. 6 High Street now stands to the Queen Hotel, a distance of a little over 1 kilometre. It was kept in repair by the Causeway Charity. The causeway was removed in 1790. The third element was the track for wheeled traffic sited on the east side of the High Street. Together, these three elements resulted in the wide High Street as seen today. The High Street was lined with stone-built and thatched cottages, with here and there a well-built house. It was not until the 16th century that houses were built in Olney facing the street. Previously, the front doors were in courts or alleys, as in the 20th century we recall Beryls, Fields, Floods, Swains, Cobbs, Morgans and York's courts. Olney was fortunate in that houses could be built from materials found locally, with limestone quarries near to hand, the forests on their doorsteps for oak, for the beams and ash, for the laths, with straw reeds available too for when they began to thatch. Incidentally, the High Arch was the end of the town's traditional whipping run, which started at the town pump, sited close to Costa's Cafe on the marketplace, and this drastic punishment at the cart tail was administered by the town beadle and was probably quite effective. No doubt it was enjoyed by the watching townsfolk and was an awful warning to youngsters witnessing the scene. The street must have looked very picturesque with the stream running down it, but one wonders just how salubrious it was, as there was no waste collection in these days, and the temptation must have been quite strong to use the stream as a dumping ground. Incidentally, Mr. Garrard, a solicitor, was the last person to hold the duck shooting rights for the High Street. Now fast forward to the present. When you have an opportunity, let your eyes run along the roofline, all the way along the High Street on either side. The fact that no two houses are at precisely the same height is most noticeable, and this certainly adds to the considerable charm of the town. Also, no major houses are exactly alike, and what could be described as almost a mansion stands cheek by jowl with a small cottage. The next point of interest in this trail is the Two Brewers Inn, situated some 300 metres from the Cherry Tree Restaurant, along the east side of the High Street.